Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Chandrababu Naidu takes oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh along with a 24-member Council of Ministers. Mohan Charan Majhi to be sworn in as the next Chief Minister of Odisha this evening. First session of 18th Lok Sabha to begin from the 24th of this month. World Bank pegs India to remain world's fastest growing economy to log 6.7% GDP growth over next three fiscal years. And in T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on USA in New York this evening. Telugu Desam Party Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh at Kesarapalli in Krishna District today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and leaders of the NDA attended the swearing-in ceremony.
Nara Chandrababu Naidu ane nenu shasanam dwara nirmitamaina Bharata Rajyangam patla nijamaina viswasam vidheyata chupatanani Bharata desha sarvabhaumadhikaranni samagratanu kapadatanani Andhra Pradesh rashtra mukhyamantriga na kartavyalanu shraddhato antakkarana shuddhito nirvahistanani.
We have more details from our correspondent on this.
Telugu Desam Party Chief Nara Chandrababu Naidu was sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh by Governor S. Abdul Nazir at 11:27 a.m. today at the Kesarapalli IT Park in Krishna District. Along with him, 24 newly elected members, including three from the Janasena Party and one from Bharatiya Janata Party, was sworn in the Council of Ministers. Among the notable names who were administered oath of office are Janasena Party Chief K. Pawan Kalyan, TDP General Secretary Nara Lokesh and Senior BJP Leader Satya Kumar Yadav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the event as the chief guest. Other dignitaries who attended the event include Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Health Minister and BJP Party President JP Nadda, Union Minister for Road Transport and Senior BJP Leader Nitin Gadkari, Union Minister for Coal and Mines Kishan Reddy, Union Ministers and NDA allies Chirag Paswan, Ramnath Athwale, Anupriya Patel, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde also attended the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naidu on taking office as Chief Minister. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi will take place at 4:55 this evening at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Mr. Majhi will take oath along with two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo, Prabhati Parida and a number of ministers. This is the first time the BJP is going to form a government in the state on its own, ending the long 24-year rule of Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal. The 52-year-old Majhi was unanimously elected leader of the BJP Legislature Party last evening in the presence of central BJP observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. More from our Odisha correspondent.
The Chief Minister-elect of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, is seen in action since morning, moving to different places in Bhubaneswar and inquiring about the problems of the people and what they expect from his government. He also met BJD Supremo and outgoing Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik at latter's residence and sought his blessings and invited him to the swearing-in ceremony. Mr. Majhi will be sworn in this evening by Governor Raghubar Das at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive at Bhubaneswar this afternoon to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the first BJP government in Odisha. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Jewel Oram, Dharmendra Pradhan, Aswini Vaishnav will also be attending the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers of Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tripura, Goa, Chhattisgarh have arrived at Bhubaneswar, while Chief Ministers of other BJP ruled states are expected anytime at Bhubaneswar to attend the ceremony. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
After being elected as the Chief Minister, Mr. Majhi said his government will do its best to meet the expectations of the people of the state, for which they voted the BJP to power for the first time.
ट्राइबल क्षेत्र से आया हूं ट्राइबल लोगों का तक काम जरूर करूंगा उनके साथ साथ जो दारिद्र्य सीमा रेखा के नीचे बीपीएल फैमिली जो लोग हैं और उनका इलाका में सारी काम पड़े हुए हैं पार्टी का विचारधारा को लेते हुए और संकल्प पत्र में जो भी गरीब लोगों के लिए काम दिए हैं जैसे सुभद्रा योजना और जैसे किसानों के लिए जो एमएसपी बढ़ाने के लिए उनके साथ साथ ओल्ड एज पेंशन हो आदिवासी का विकास हो कि उड़ीसा में कैसे 5 सालों में आगामी 50 साल के लिए काम अच्छा ढंग से होगा.
The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will be convened from the 24th of this month. During the session, oath and affirmation of newly elected members and election of Lok Sabha Speaker will take place President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha and discussion on her address will also be held in this session. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The Parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. This was informed by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post. Mr. Rijiju said people of the country have decided and now it is MP's duty to serve the nation. He said Parliament is the perfect platform to discuss, debate and deliver to fulfill the aspirations of 140 crore Indians.
हम सब पॉलिटिकल पार्टी मिलकर के दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र भारत का संसद इसको अच्छा से चलाएं और हर एक पॉलिटिकल पार्टी को पूरा मौका जैसे देना चाहिए नियम के मुताबिक राज्यसभा में हमारे अध्यक्ष होंगे लोकसभा में जो स्पीकर होंगे दोनों के गाइडेंस में और प्रधानमंत्री जी का विजन है उसके हिसाब से हम अच्छा संसद का सत्र चलाएंगे ऐसा हम उम्मीद रखते हैं.
Nirmala Sitharaman today assumed charge as the Union Minister of Finance and Corporate Affairs in New Delhi. After assuming charge, she expressed her sincere gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for giving her the opportunity to work as the Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister again. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari also assumed office today. On the occasion, Mr. Gadkari conveyed his heartfelt gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for reassigning him this role in Modi 3.0. Meanwhile, after taking charge of the development of Northeastern Region Ministry, Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for entrusting him with this responsibility and said Northeastern regions have always remained the priority of PM Modi in the last 10 years. Mr. V. Somanna assumed charge of Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti. The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and Party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of the BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh. They are likely to arrive in Itanagar this afternoon and hold meeting with BJP legislators for coming to a consensus for the name of the new chief minister. The swearing-in ceremony of the new chief minister and his council of ministers is likely to be held tomorrow. The BJP has secured a landslide victory in the just-concluded assembly polls, bagging 46 seats in the 60-member house. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. In Jammu and Kashmir, a CRPF jawan was martyred and six security personnel were injured in two overnight encounters with terrorists in Kathua and Doda districts of Jammu Division. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that in mountainous Doda district, five troopers of Rashtriya Rifles and a special police officer were injured when terrorists attacked a joint check post in the upper reaches of Chhattargala on the Bhadarwa-Pathankot route. Additional security personnel have been rushed to the area to intensify the operation against the terrorists. On the other hand, a Central Reserve Police Force CRPF jawan was critically injured in a firing by a terrorist hold-up in Saida Sukhal village in Hiranagar sector of Kathua district late last night. The CRPF jawan sustained bullet injuries and was shifted to a hospital where he succumbed to injuries during treatment. Meanwhile, more than 5,000 people, mostly members of the Kashmiri Pandit community, started their journey from Jammu today for the annual Kheer Bhavani Mela in Kashmir amid tight security. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the four-day pilgrimage started today with Divisional Commissioner Jammu Ramesh Kumar, Relief Commissioner Migrants Dr. Arvind Karwani and prominent Kashmiri Pandit leaders flagging off the pilgrimage from the Nagrota area in the outskirts of Jammu city. The annual Kheer Bhavani Mela, celebrated on Jyeshth Ashtami, will be held on June the 14th at the shrines of Tulmula in Gandharwal, Tikkar in Kupwara, Laktipura, Ashmukam in Anantnag, Mata Tripur Sundari Devsar in Kulgam and Mata Kheer Bhavani Mansgam also in Kulgam. This is the biggest festival of Hindus in Kashmir after Amarnath Yatra and holds immense significance in Jammu and Kashmir. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has issued frequently asked questions post the declaration of the NEETUD 2024 result. The FAQs have been issued in the wake of alleged discrepancies in the NEET results, which was announced on the 4th of this month. On the role of the Grievance Redressal Committee in giving the compensatory marks to candidates for time loss, the NTA said a committee was formed which considered the grievances and representations based on factual reports. On a query that how can any candidate score 718 and 719 marks in the exam, the NTA clarified that due to the compensatory marks, two candidates happened to secure 718 and 719 marks. Union Education Ministry had constituted a four-member panel to review grace marks awarded to more than 1,500 candidates in NEET UG exam. Amid the water crisis in the national capital, the Delhi government has decided to deploy additional district magistrate and subdivisional magistrate level officers in each zone to act as a quick response team to provide water tankers and resolution of water-related complaints. The team will also comprise tehsildars and other officials. City Water Minister Akishi has written to Delhi Chief Secretary directing him to ensure that these teams monitor and inspect the main water distribution network from water sources to the water treatment plants and from water treatment plants to primary underground reservoirs. The BJP today continued its attack on the Delhi government over the water crisis in the city. Party Delhi Unit Chief Virendra Sachdeva said they have been saying since the beginning that the water shortage in Delhi is a problem created by the AAP government. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court today rebuked the Aam Aadmi Party-led Delhi government over the prevalence of tanker mafia and water wastage in the national capital. The Supreme Court asked about the measures that have been taken against them. A vacation bench presided over by Justice P.K. Mishra was hearing the Delhi government's plea for the release of surplus water from Himachal Pradesh as the people of the national capital are facing a shortage of water. The top court asked the Delhi government to file a report stating the action taken for the loss of water. The matter will be taken up tomorrow. According to a recent World Bank report, India will remain the world's fastest growing economy with a steady growth rate of 6.7% over the next three fiscal years. This robust growth is fueled by strong domestic demand, a surge in investment, and vigorous activity in the services sector. In its Global Economic Prospects report, the World Bank retained its growth forecast for India at 6.6% for financial year 2024-25. This projection underscores India's strong economic momentum, driven by robust domestic demand, increased investment and vigorous services sector activity. On the other hand, the International Monetary Fund had earlier raised India's growth forecast for 2024-25 to 6.8% from 6.5% on the back of strong domestic demand and a rising working age population. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert warning for heatwave to severe heatwave conditions over the northern belt of India, including Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi for the next 4 days. R.K. Jenamani, IMD scientist, said the severe heatwave conditions are also likely in some parts of Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days.
Heatwave to severe heatwave continue to prevail mainly over Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Odisha, Jharkhand, Bengal, including the national capital Delhi. Also heatwave prevailing, developing over North Rajasthan and North Madhya Pradesh, even for the national capital Delhi, Uttar Pradesh.
On the monsoon, the IMD said conditions are favourable for further advancement of southwest monsoon into some more parts of Telangana and Chhattisgarh during the next 1 day. Indian stock market has witnessed a historic surge today. In intraday trade, the NSE Nifty hit a fresh record high of 23,442 after gaining 170 points, while the 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 594 points, or 0.77%, to 77,051. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. Both the teams are entering the match undefeated in their previous two outings. The men in blue secured wins against Pakistan and Ireland, while the USA triumphed over Canada and Pakistan in their previous encounters. India sits comfortably atop the points table, boasting a superior net run rate, while the USA stands second. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Chandrababu Naidu takes oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh along with a 24-member Council of Ministers. Mohan Charan Majhi to be sworn in as the next Chief Minister of Odisha this evening. First session of 18th Lok Sabha to begin from the 24th of this month. World Bank pegs India to remain world's fastest growing economy to log 6.7% GDP growth over next three fiscal years. And in T20 Cricket World Cup, India to take on USA in New York. this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.